Excellencies, distinguished delegates, I'm speaking here to you as Director General of Biodiversity International, one of the 15 agricultural research centers of the Consultative Group on International Agricultural Research, the CGIAR. We need to recognize that a more secure world, a food secure world, requires both short and long-term investments. The world has responded relatively well to emergencies that it faced, but reliable long-term investments, which will help to reduce the need for emergency interventions in the future, have been much more difficult to mobilize. We welcome the pledges made at the high-level conference here last June, and more recently, the increased investment that world leaders agreed to in the L'Aquila summit. I have also been pleased to hear many speakers here, starting with the UN Secretary General himself, refer to the absolute central role of smallholder farmers. These are the people on whom food security depends, and we need to invest in them. Any discussion on increasing food security also needs to look at all its dimensions. Too often, policies talk about the quantity of food. Is there enough food? Without also talking about the quality. Is it good food? Is it nutritious? Food security is about dietary needs and food preferences of people so that they have access to a diet that enables them to live an active and healthy life. And yet, even in developing countries that are not suffering acute hunger, we are seeing a simplification of diets associated with an explosion of the incidence of diseases like diabetes type 2, heart disease, obesity and cancers, an explosion that makes a mockery of the phrase diseases of affluence. These are not diseases of affluence. These are diseases of poverty, the poverty of diets that are energy rich but nutrient poor and contain maybe enough calories but lack the essential vitamins and other micronutrients essential to a healthy life. Food security requires us to diversify agriculture in order to ensure a balanced diet that meets people's needs. Diversified agriculture will also bring other benefits. It makes smallholder farming more sustainable. Efforts to increase production, which have been vitally important, have so far been based essentially on simplified systems that depend on few varieties of even fewer crops. They require massive injection of energy-dependent inputs such as fertilizer and pesticides. And these simplified systems are vulnerable to shocks, which will increase with climate change, and are intrinsically unsustainable. We need to create resilient systems that do not overly depend on energy-requiring inputs. Another benefit, not only are diversified farming systems more sustainable, they also reduce the vulnerability of poor farmers. They minimize the risk of catastrophic failure of harvest caused by droughts or floods, by extremes of temperature, or by outbreaks of pests and diseases, all of which are exacerbated again by climate change. Most smallholder farmers seek to minimize risks, not to maximize productivity, and therefore a diverse farming system will help them to do so. Distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen, if we want to diminish the impact of future emergencies, we need to change our paradigm and invest in the agricultural research and development that will deliver intensification without simplification. We need locally adapted models based on agroecological principles and making full use of a wide range of crops and livestock diversity. I should point out that this is not a return to old-style farming. It embraces scientific research to deliver both higher harvests and greater sustainability with all the benefits I outlined a moment ago. I urge developing countries and donor countries alike to embrace this opportunity and to significantly increase their investments in research and development based on this new paradigm that will deliver true food security. Mr. Chairman, I also am pleased to report that the reform of the CGIAR will be completed in 2 weeks from now, and the reinvigorated CGIAR resulting from it should be supported to deliver on the challenges of food security and climate change, and to play also an active role in the Reform Committee on World Food Security. I thank you.